on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side. He'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer. To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig. Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it.
Single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going.
Including last year with a big comeback to take down Indiana 64-59. About an hour and change away from the opening tip. We'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll get our Badger notebook with Patrick Herb. We'll also check in with Badgers' Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot junior out of Eagan, Illinois, who had 7 assists against Marquette on Saturday. We're going to check to see if he's in the portal. If not, or maybe if he is, we'll visit with Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in our Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save. Build right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. Jeff's going to tell us every player in the portal, all 1,000 plus. He's back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
in the building that the Marquette fans, they were ready for Wisconsin to come in. And so it was a terrific environment. And I'll say this, if Chucky Hepburn doesn't get hurt early in the second half, whatever that issue was, I think Wisconsin wins comfortably because they held them off for a while, but Marquette eventually crawled back in.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, Wisconsin led by as many as 16. They actually added, I think, a bucket or two after Chucky went out. But, you know, credit to Marquette, that defense causes a lot of problems. Cam Jones will cause a lot of problems. Oso Iguodaro will cause a lot of problems, so on and so forth. But you would like to think, from the Wisconsin perspective, that at the end of this regular season, you can look back at that and say, ooh, good win. That helps the all-important net rankings.
Yes, and you alluded to the close games of the last five they've had, decided by five or fewer. It's going to help them in the long run. And I think Greggard had to be encouraged by the fact that they had that 16-point lead, let it get away. They're down by a point late. They got it into overtime, and then they made the plays that they needed to in the overtime, both on the offensive end and the defense.
Which has won in Lansing back-to-back trips, which is the first time in like 60 years. Man, they just look, you know, I know it's been...
That is a great environment in that building.
Yeah, I always look forward to that game. Badgers will be making that trip a little later. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I worry about next. You know, we go to Iowa after this.
You might be in the transfer portal.
This league already, though, I mean, you got Northwestern, which has won in Lansing back-to-back trips, which is the first time in like 60 years. Man, they just look, you know, I know it's been rough, to say the least, for Northwestern. But for whatever reason, they go into the Breslin Center, and they look like a tournament team.
They, you know, they've played Michigan State tough in recent years. And give them credit, and their defense was very good. They don't have a lot of offensive firepower. But I'll say this about Michigan State. Izzo talked about not using the portal after last season. And you had Malik Hall out. And they're kind of thin right now. Mm-hmm. And they've got some weaknesses on the team. They don't have a big banger inside. Sissoko has given them something. But they're not as strong on the inside. They don't have as much firepower with Hall. That's a team that I think it's going to take some lumps in the Big Ten. Really do.
And they've gone through a gauntlet of a non-conference schedule. So I'm sure the hope is this will make them better moving forward. But, yeah, Northwestern caught them at the right time. So, well, this will be fun. Big Ten play, going to Iowa City. And I don't think we have a slide here yet, by the way. I think it's still 8:05.
I was hoping for like 8:30.
Yeah.
You know, another game, Nebraska, beating Creighton in Omaha.
Yeah.
And, no, I think the league is going to be a lot of fun this year. And, you know, what's Guard's favorite saying? There are no get-well games. Mm. He's right. There won't be any this year.
Yeah, the question will be in the long run, is there a great team? Because the league was really deep last year. It's been really deep. Is there a great team? Too early to tell.
In December, the closest thing I would say would be Purdue right now, because their young guards look really good, and they are one of the. They can play big or small, but I don't know many teams that can match up with Edie down low. He is ridiculous.
Yeah, teams are not being. They're not able to right now. The numbers he's putting up, and you know, speaking of which, different type of player. Chris Murray's putting up monster numbers as well for Iowa. So we'll look forward to that, sir. Happy drive to Iowa. Happy portaling, and all the best.
Yeah, day two of 45 days of the portal, baby.
Beautiful.
Can't wait.
Thing. All right. That's Jeff Patrikas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Stay with us coming up. Here's our Badger Spotlight as we check in with Stephen Crowell as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/andcampus and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues as the Badgers square off against the Maryland Terrapins. Big Ten game number two for the Terps. And the conference opener for Wisconsin. And tonight's Badger Spotlight, we will focus on Stephen Crow, the 7-foot junior out of Eagan, Illinois, averaging better than 9 points a game, nearly 7 rebounds, and a team best 3 assists per game. He had 7 dimes to go along with 8 points and 4 boards in the overtime win against Marquette. And that scoring average inching closer to double digits, that's been kind of a magic number for Wisconsin in Stephen's career. The Badgers 13-2 when Crow scores at least 10 points. There's more of him now. That's kind of how it works, especially if you're a big. You might come in a little bit thin. You get some meat on the bones. He's carrying about 30 pounds of good weight, more than he brought to campus when he arrived coming out of high school. He's also playing more. His playing time up about 5 or 6 minutes per game from a season ago. And I asked him, is he holding up okay with that increased floor time?
No, I'm holding up good. Like you said, all that conditioning we do, you've seen us running in here before. I think that's been a big help. And obviously getting stronger, being able to hold your own out there, I think has been big for me. So those two things, I've been good. And then going in the ice tub, recovering like I haven't before, you get older and your bones start hurting more a little bit. So just getting in the ice tubs, getting in the training room with Brett and doing those things have helped a lot.
It's always fun around here when we see guys when they're freshmen. And now after a couple of years, we've watched you and we've seen you finish some plays. plays, like getting through some traffic now. A couple years ago, I don't know, but that's where that fit. Obviously, there's the confidence, but just the raw physical strength.
Yeah, for sure. Still getting used to that strength. I got a lot stronger over these 2 years, and I know I got to finish better in the paint at times, and we're still growing in there. But yeah, like you said, that strength's helped a lot, and getting used to it has been good, and I think it's helped me a lot.
One thing is a little different with this team this year. That outside of you, this is a smaller than
for sure.
And it's again really easy to say, wow, you got to keep Steven out of foul trouble. Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of a Captain Obvious statement. Is there a line, though, like where you want to be careful of that, but you still want to play? You want to be aggressive?
Yeah, no, you got to be physical. I've done a good job with the coaches this summer. Kind of, they've been teaching me how to stay out of those ticky-tack fouls. Like, I've gotten a couple this year already, but just not doing those cheap ones, using your fouls when you actually need them and when you're actually being physical. But that goes back to being in the weight room, which is nice, and working in there and getting stronger, being able to hold your own out there against some of these guys. So I think the combination of the coaches helping me and Snyes have been big for me in that department.
I was talking with Jordan and a couple other guys about this with some of the things that you're doing a little differently on the offensive end. You feel like that's an area, it seems to be the case, and you get your thoughts on it, that there's much more comfort now than what there was in July when you guys are getting ready for
this. We kind of put in a new offense this year, so all of us trying to get used to it and trying to move the big man around has been the key with me up top and making decisions and rolling. So all of us trying to get used to it, and these new guys come from different schools where they learn different offenses. Kind of goes back to how we talk with football. They got different things going in their minds. They've been taught different things. So just getting all of us on the same page, whether it's Connor as a freshman or Cam and Max as transfers or us returning guys who do something else last year. So I think it's finally starting to come together. As we saw against Wake, we scored, but just got to get that defense kind of under control.
One of the things I know Coach Guard, he and I, we would talk, or whoever he would talk to, even 2 years ago, your ability to pass the ball seemed to be different in a good way. Has that always been a strength? I don't know how much of that in high school. It's like, get it to Steve, let him go turn around and score. But has that always been an area you've been comfortable with?
Yeah, for sure. I, all throughout high school and middle school, I've loved getting my teammates involved in the post. And in high school specifically, you get doubled all the time, so you'd have to make those reads and pass out of the post. So it's just something I kind of developed over the years, and it's translated to college a little bit, and I love setting my teammates up. So.
That's part of what you were talking about a minute ago with the new guys. Now, a lot of this is like unspoken communication, too, the eye contact, and that's an area that's gotten better.
Yeah, for sure. Our whole offense based on cutting and kind of that nonverbal, like you said, just cutting, back cutting, knowing when to do it when you're getting pressured. So just kind of getting on the same page with those things, and as we go through the season, hopefully those things get better for us.
So you've had some games where you've gone up against teams that aren't particularly big. Marquette is not particularly big, but the dudes at Wake Forest, obviously what's ahead in the Big Ten. But that's, again, that's what you do all this for. You're a competitor, so you're always looking forward to that, right?
Yeah, for sure. Just going against the best in the country. That's why you come to Wisconsin. So, no, I'm looking forward to going against those guys like Hunter and Trace, those big guys in the Big Ten, but also moving with these guys that like Marquette and some of these schools who play that have more mobile four men, almost not really five men. Moving around the perimeter has been good for me and learning how to guard different guys. So
other thing, final question, fluffy variety here, but you get these atmospheres, right? It was pretty good, I thought, in here for the Wake Forest game.
Sure.
At Marquette, it's going to be good, but not so much Badger related.
Okay,
but you like that. I've always seen teams around here that kind of enjoy that when it's you against the world, or however you want to put it. That's part of the fun of this too.
Yeah, right? For sure. I remember Brad last year. He was the one that said that he likes away games more than home games, almost just to go there and prove guys wrong. So I kind of learned that from him. I'm kind of in the same boat as him, going on the road and beating someone on the road. There's no better feeling than that.
Hopefully they get a really good feeling tonight, getting a win on the home floor against the Maryland Terrapins. That's Badgers junior Stephen Crow out of Eagan, Minnesota. And that is tonight's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. Up next, our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb as our Fetch Reward pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Our Veteran Warriors pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Maryland tonight, conference opener for the Badgers. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. Well, Patrick, I think, you know, if the Badgers would have a close game now and then, it'd be a lot more fun for everybody. And this is last year all over again. It seems
it is.
Five in a row for these guys that have gone down to the wire. You always try to gear yourself for conference play. I guess they're about as ready as you can be.
Yeah, it fits whatever narrative you want, right? If you're blowing every team out, you go, this is great. We're winning comfortably. We're proving we're way better. And if you're winning close, you say, this is great because we're battle-tested. After the Marquette game, Greg Gard turned 52 that day. He was celebrating his birthday, and he was asked about close games afterwards. And he said, well, I'm 52 today, and if this keeps up, I'm going to turn 62 in a hurry. And, you know, what he was referring to is that, yeah, these games are stressful. They're stressful for everybody. And so Wisconsin's last five games have all been decided by 5 points or less, including two in overtime. The average margin in those games is 2.6 points. But on the positive side, Wisconsin is 3-2 in those games, and that ability to win tight games hopefully will pay off come conference play. And you referenced last season, and you're right, that was a trend a year ago that really was monumental for that team winning a Big Ten championship. A year ago, the Badgers had an incredible toughness late. They were 12-3 in games decided by five or fewer points. To put it in some perspective, overall, Gard's teams are 43-30, about a 60% win percentage in such games over his 8-year career. Again, Bo Ryan, if you want more perspective, Bo Ryan's teams were about the same. They won 61% of games decided by five or fewer. So that trend has continued from Bo Ryan that they win more close games than they lose, but it puts some appreciation, I think, in my mind, on what they've done recently now, winning 15 of their last 22 tight games. And there's a contrast here because Maryland is the opposite this season anyway. They've won their first seven games by seven of their first eight games by double digits. The average margin of victory is 21.9 points per game. In a total of 320 game minutes played for Maryland this season, they've trailed for just about 8 minutes total. Their largest deficit of the year has been 3 points against Coppin State, of all teams. That was early.
Gave up an early three.
Yeah, and Illinois. So if you want to look at that and put it, you know, your Badger-colored lenses on, if this game gets down to the wire, Maryland hasn't seen a game like that other than Friday's game, and that was at home.
Right. Yeah, they get the big shot from Jameer Young. But you're right. No, it's been a totally opposite deal here for Maryland. Interesting little nugget you were showing me yesterday. I'd like you to talk about it here tonight. Maryland does come in undefeated, 8-0. You get teams with that many games in that haven't had a blemish yet. It's been a minute. Been about 3 years. But it's been a good trend for Wisconsin to be able to say this is a place where those unbeaten records go to perish.
Yeah, I've been around it long enough now that I in my mind, I was like, you know, Wisconsin has snapped a bunch of undefeated streaks over the last 15 to 20 years. So let me look into that. And what I suspected was accurate. Since 2000, so the last 22 seasons, seven teams have come into the Kohl Center with a record of 8-0 or better. All but one of those teams has left with a loss. So Wisconsin has won its last five home games against a team that's got an 8-0 record. I'll breeze through them quick and we can run down memory lane. In 2019, Indiana came in 8-0 and lost by 20 points. That was the same day as the Big Ten football championship when Wisconsin lost to Ohio State. Badgers were just 4-4 coming to that game. They had lost in Brooklyn. NC State weren't looking good, and they just ran Indiana off the floor. In 2019, number two, Michigan came in at 17-0. Badgers beat them by 11. Again, the Badgers are coming off back-to-back losses, but Ethan Happ was terrific with 26 points, and a court storming ensued. 2011 is a game most people will never forget. That was when Ohio State came in number one, 24-0. That Ohio State team had Sullinger, Kraft, Buford, Leidy, Diebler, Deshaun Thomas. They went 34-3 that year, but Wisconsin trailing by 15 in the second half. Jordan Taylor came alive, 15-0 run, knocked off number one, same year that football knocked off number one. In 2010, number four, Purdue came in 14-0. That team had Robbie Hummel, who's doing television for tonight's game, Juwan Johnson, Etuan Moore, Chris Kramer. They won the Big Ten that year, but again, Jordan Taylor was a star. He was a sophomore that year. Trayvon Hughes got in foul trouble. Taylor had to play extended minutes, got 23 points. So, notably, Purdue also had a 14-0 start die in Madison when Big Dog Robinson came in 1994, and the Badgers knocked him off.
Stu Jackson's guys,
2006, Pittsburgh, that Pitt team, the Aaron Gray. That was the Orlando Tucker, Brian Butch big game when they beat him and Dickie V was in the house. 2005 is the one blemish when number one Illinois came in at 19-0. And those were two dazzling streaks collided. Illinois had the longest win streak in the country and the Badgers had the longest home win streak at 38. But D. Brown, Darren Williams, Luther Head, they got the best of the Badgers that night. And then in Bull Ryan's first year, Marquette came in 10-0. Kirk Petty came and had 33 points as Dwayne Wade had some foul trouble. And interesting connection again, Wisconsin women's coach, assistant coach Scott Merritt, he was on that Marquette team, 7 points, 4 rebounds.
Mike and I were talking about that game Saturday. I remember Butch Ryan, Bo's dad, coming on the floor after at the end of the game. That was a big win for Wisconsin. Didn't know if the Badgers were really going to be very good that year. So it was one of those, you know, check mark early season wins, and place went nuts, and rest his soul, Butch Ryan came out, and it was pretty awesome. Hey, real quick here, we got
names, legends of the program, and so John Lewis here, flew in from Nashville. He's doing some high school coaching in that area. First time he will be in the Kohl Center for a game that he doesn't play in. Never came on a visit to a game. Never came since he graduated from UW. So he's fired up. He was honored to be back today.
I asked Gardo if they could sneak him in there. You'll hear his response to that question in a few minutes. It's a smaller Wisconsin team.
They could use him.
Yeah, that's right. Appreciate it, Patrick. That is Patrick Herb. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Put a little love in your heart. It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get
directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm in the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout
the conference opener for the Wisconsin Badgers tonight, 6-2, their non-league mark to date, taking on the Maryland Terrapins. They're 8-0, 1-0 in the Big Ten, having beaten Illinois on Friday night. Should be a good one, hopefully a loud one, here at the Kohl Center tonight, a bit more than a half an hour away from our opening tip. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Devils Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devils Advocates Radio Show.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 19 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 33. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 16. 1 to 2 inches of snow Thursday night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Partner Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
Back at the Kohl Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard for tonight's Big Ten opener. You know, as much as things are changing in college athletics, the product is still great, and I think it's Saturday. Greg, you touched on it. You know, when Chucky had to leave the game early, ready for the next one as best I can. That wasn't a thought for him. It was like, no, I'm coming back in. That says a little something, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And obviously, it's a great credit to him. He knew he wanted to be out there with his teammates, and if it was all possible for him to come back, and that was his choice after he went back in the locker room hallway and got it loosened up and warmed back up again. So obviously, we needed him, and he came in and played well. So, you know, that's, like I said, a credit to him and his teammates for – you know, staying the course there and being able to finish that one out.
I always talk with guys who are in the zone like he certainly was in the first half of that game, hitting all those shots. He probably knows it's going in on the release. How about his head coach? You know, at times it could be some deep threes, but he's earned it, right? I guess he's earned the trust, but could you get a sense like, yeah, that's down?
If I have the right angle, I think, and when how it comes off his hand, I can usually tell it's pretty smooth. When it's good, it comes off quick, and you can tell on the release. But, I think that's one thing we talk about all the time, that everybody has a little different offensive identity. And there's some guys that I let Lou do a little bit more than others because they're capable of doing more than others. So, and we always talk about play to your strengths. The other end of the floor, though, that's the non-negotiable end defensively. That we don't, nobody gets a pass from that standpoint there. So just unique playmakers like him, you know, and hopefully we can continue to develop more of them that can play alongside of him and continue to help this team.
Speaking of the defensive end, obviously the percentages of the last two opponents have been higher than what you're accustomed to seeing. While on one hand, you're trying to correct what's correctable, on the other, we're just seeing some really skilled guys doing, and you're trying to correct what's correctable on the other. We're just seeing some really skilled guys doing their thing, too. They're going to have good games, or you know, more than one, but good teams that are going to be able to put up some numbers.
Yeah, and that just how the game has changed in terms of spreading the floor and movement and shooting bigs, you know, it just, you can't compress the paint as much as you used to back in the day, so to speak, because you're going to get, they move you so well and pull you away with ball screens, and at the same time you get bigs that can shoot the ball, so, and or drive it. In Marquette's case, Iguodaro was more of a driver, but when they got him away from the rim, that brings our big away from the rim, and there's a domino effect there. So we've got to be able to do both. You know, you got to be able to guard on the perimeter and then be able to rotate and get the ball stopped. So something that we'll continue to work on. We'll get challenged again here tonight with it.
You have to turn a page so fast, but in a game like Saturday, beyond the obvious of you guys winning the game, can you give yourself a moment and say, man, that was just a really good college basketball game. The atmosphere, you know, in state, it's what it's supposed to be.
Exactly. I mean, that's why we play these games. That's why our routes, easier opponents, but I think it's good for the game of basketball, and specifically to put the spotlight on the state and try to help continue to grow the game within Wisconsin.
Yep. And no easy opponents on the horizon, including tonight. We'll check out tonight's opponent, the Maryland Terrapins, as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. More with Coach Gard coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience. It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SiriusXM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got your school covered. On Big Ten Radio, there's complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along online or on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now, as a college student, you can stream your first 3 months of SiriusXM for $1. Fees and taxes apply. See offer details and subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins tonight, unbeaten Maryland under first-year coach Kevin Willard, and another, well, the transfer world, and they have another real good one in Jameer Young. Tell us about him. I don't know how familiar fans are of him, but could be one of the better guards in the league.
Yeah, I mean it's one that when kids transfer from a so-called mid-major or low major to a high major. We rarely find it that translates in terms of the numbers. I think we talked about this earlier on our radio or TV earlier in the week, but he's one that's been able to defy the odds, so to speak, in terms of his numbers and production thus far have translated to help in Maryland. So really good downhill, left-handed, so a little more left than right. But also, you make mistakes on ball screens, you go under, or you let him get to a sweet spot shooting the three in transition, he'll make you pay from there, too.
Well, people will notice him. They'll notice what they try to do defensively. But I imagine what you guys have noticed is the way they hit the offensive glass, too. They not only can turn you over with their pressure defensively, but it looks like they get a lot of second opportunities.
They do. I think Dante Scott and Julian Reese has really improved. He played for him last year. Dante Scott was still a really good player last year, has lost a lot of weight, slimmed up. I think looks, at least on tape, looks quicker and more athletic. But Julian Reese is the one that's really helped them in key situations, big rebounds at big times, and has scored really well because, like Coach Krabanoff said in the scout, like 25 of his 30-some field goals are point blank at the rim. So offensive rebounds, putbacks, ball screen rolls, those type of things. He's been really productive there close to the rim.
You got John Lure, honorary captain tonight. Can you sneak him in? Has he got a few trips up and down the floor left in him?
I don't know if he has. Father Time caught him pretty quickly through some injuries, and hence he had to maybe cut that NBA career a little shorter than he wanted to. But now it's great to have John back here tonight. Flew in this afternoon from Nashville, and be good to catch up with him here in a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. Very carved out a very nice NBA career for himself and a UW Athletics Hall of Famer. That's head coach Greg Gard. Our Fetch Reward pregame show continues, including our look around the Big Ten, presented by Exact Sciences. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Boy. 54-46, part of the Jimmy V Classic, Iowa and Duke in the nightcap, or in the really late nightcap in that game in New York City. But, Mike, we'll focus our attention on those Iowa Hawkeyes. It's who the Badgers will play late Sunday afternoon. Chris Murray is he's the Murray of the spotlight right now, averaging a double-double. He was ridiculous against Georgia Tech. I mean, they just... You know, they just keep moving forward. You know, they're averaging 85, 86 points a game. They're another legit good team in this league.
If it's possible to be more stoic than his twin brother, than Chris Murray is, if it's possible to someday maybe be as good as his twin, I think that's also conceivable. As you mentioned, he's been an automatic double-double thus far for Iowa this season. Four double-doubles in five games. 31 points, 20 rebounds, 4 assists in their last outing. One of the keys to this whole Iowa team, we'll talk about it a lot more when the Badgers travel to Iowa City, is Tony Perkins. I looked at their notes. Iowa's 18-4 since Perkins was moved into the starting lineup at point guard. He has been their catalyst and has made a difference.
Yeah, he has. And the other familiar names, the McCaffreys, Patrick and Connor, are back. Jordan Bohannon has finally moved on. Talk about Brad Davison, but those two guys were both polarizing. They're also really good. They could shoot. They were very productive, obviously, in their time. But a lot of familiar faces, they're back for the Hawks.
Connor McCaffrey's coming off his first career double-double, 10-10. 10 points, 10 rebounds.
All right, that's your Big Ten Report, presented by Exact Sciences. When we continue, we'll give you our Nissan keys to tonight's game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank. I knew that. U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning. Commitment. Resilience. Sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Continuing with our Fetch Rewards pregame show, time for our Nissan keys to the game. Man, another night, another quick guard, and a really good one, Mike. And Jameer Young, a lefty, likes to, obviously enough, likes to go that way. If you could steer him to his right, that might help your chances a little bit. But a toughness, and we talked about Chucky, his ability to hit those stone cold blooded threes Young did the other night, which was a dagger, if you will, in the game against Illinois. But my goodness, the guards just, they're coming in waves. behaves here against this Wisconsin team.
Matt, one of the things that really stands out about this Maryland team is the experience. It's an older team, especially the core players, whether it be the transfers, Don Carey and Jameer Young, or the returners, Hakeem Hart and Dante Scott. They don't have depth, though, especially interior depth. And that's where they could be vulnerable, especially if Julian Reese gets into foul trouble.
Yeah, Reese averaging 12.5 points a game. He's a very good rebounder, and very good on the offensive glass. You heard Greg Gard talk about that. Reese averaging better than 3 boards on the offensive glass. Dante Scott, a couple of offensive rebounds per game. They run down about 36% of their shots. That's one of the better numbers in the country.
And one of the challenges for Wisconsin will be shooting the 3 ball. How much will they shoot it and how effective will they be? Only one team shot better than 25% from beyond the arc against Maryland.
And the Badgers have been on a little bit of a roll from the three-point line here in the last couple of games. Obviously, the scoring has not been the issue. It's been more on the defensive end. Credit to the other guys, but they know they need to get some things squared away on that end of the floor. Those are your Nissan keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at easterseals.com.
Pride.
Left corner, 3 on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
This is his fourth college stop. Most recently, 2 years at Georgetown, 2 years at Siena, and started his college career at Mount St. Mary's. He's averaging 8 points, 2.5 rebounds a game. And Jameer Young, the transfer from Charlotte, 6'1", averaging 15 points, about 5 rebounds, better than 3 assists per game. For the Wisconsin Badgers, 8th-year coach Greg Gard got win number 150 on Saturday in the game against Marquette. 150 wins and 80 defeats. Same 5 as he has had throughout the course of this young season. Tyler Wall, 6'9", senior at Lakefield, Minnesota, 14.5 points, 7 rebounds per game. Stephen Crowell, 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, about 9.5 points, 7 rebounds, and the team best 3 assists per contest. Jordan Davis, 6'4", junior from La Crosse, 6.5 points, 4 boards. Max Klesmich, 6'3", junior from Nina, 6.5 points, 3 rebounds a game. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting 5, 6'2", sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, 12.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. He has been red hot from 3 of late, knocking down 14 of his 20 three shots, including five out of six, on Saturday in the win against Marquette. Those are your starting lineups as we get set to go. The Badgers lead the all-time series 12-7. They have won four of the last five and looking to continue that trend. As we mentioned at the top, the Badgers have won 17 of their last 19 Big Ten openers. It is game one of the conference season for the Badgers. Game two for the Terps, coming off a win Friday night on the home floor against Illinois. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with six championships. Women's soccer, two-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day, so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
The holiday shopping season is in full swing, and we've got you covered with lots of gift ideas at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store. Find all you need for your car or truck, plus lots of other neat ideas for the whole family. All in stock, all specially priced for the holidays. And if you have someone on your list that's just too hard to buy for, then stop in and buy a Bumper to Bumper gift card. It can be the perfect gift. Happy holidays from us to you, and thank you for shopping at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line and a layup in traffic.